Eating Well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
I saw a tweet a number of years ago when the load shedding wasn't as bad as where we are now, where we didn't have load shedding for about a week. And someone said, we have had a suspicious amount of uninterrupted electricity.
Precies.
Wat gaan aan?
Where's all our power coming from?
So we spoke to a former transmission manager of Eskom, Hein Forsler. Now, he says there are three possible reasons for this.
In die eerste plek is ons nou want of meer in 'n selfde stadium as wat ons hier oor die kerstyd is. Jy weet, meeste van die bedrywe het nou toegemaak. Die sonkrag op ons dakke is 4800 megawatt. Op 'n goeie dag as die son skyn. Nou, jy weet, dit is soveel as wat die kapasiteit van 'n Medupi of 'n Kusile is. Daar was natuurlik, die afgelope somer was daar redelik herstelwerk en onderhoudswerk gedoen.
And then he also says there's new management, so that also has to count for something. Now, this doesn't take the suspicion away, but these are some of the reasons that he gives as to why it should be lower.
So we are actually responsible for getting ourselves out of the problem. Do I say die sonkrag 4.8 megawatt, 4800 megawatt.
Dit is geweldig, baie. Geweldig baie.
No, South Africa's installed an entire Kusile or Medupi's worth of solar power over the last couple of years. And look, that's obviously not the only reason we have power at the moment. Maybe we're just like, you know, brought some stuff online and are fixing things properly. And I was going to say turned a corner. But I'm not going to say it because hashtag winter is coming.
Ja, want ek kon nou net gesê het, dit is die tyd van die jaar waar dinge bietjie kouer word en mense begin hulle verwarmers gebruik en so voort. So and then we are quarter two getting that notification to say demand is high. Please switch off any unnecessary appliances even though it's cold and people need to use their heaters.
Ja.
Precies, ja. En hy het ook gesê, hierdie is die redes, dit is 'n bietjie minder, want pas naweek, maar don't get comfortable.
We never do in this country. We really never do.
Because for everyone shouting at their radios at the moment, the conspiracy theory obviously is elections are around the corner. So we are just being told, listen, do whatever it needs to take. Keep those lights on, my brew, until we vote. And then it will be the winter. And come what may, we'll see. And I mean, that's, you know, I feel like a lot of South Africans have that suspicion.
Yes, the lights are going to stay on. The potholes are going to be fixed. Die robotte, baie messages in oor robotte wat die werk en wat they don't work even when it's not load shedding. All of those robots, everything's going to be fixed.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, like, the more we can install solar, the more people can put it on their roofs, the more big companies and office parks and developments start putting things in, it's just the easier it's going to get.
Ja, maar dit is natuurlijk nie 'n opsie vir almal nie. Nee, so dit raak moeilik.
Maar can we please put it back into the grid?
Yes.
Because I had this conversation, what, 3 months ago. Mm. The solar power at my house thunders from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock in the morning, recharges my entire battery, and then minimally runs the rest of my house during the day. And there are kilowatts just sitting all day, every day, getting generated, doing nothing with. And I'm just like, let me put it back in. I'll put it in for free, my bro.
Yeah.
You know, let me put it back in. Let's just do a thing as a belief.
Yeah.
Jy praat nou so van extra krag, maar wat as Eskom nou extra geld gehad het? So destijds, toe Eskom gestig is, was daar wetgeving in plek wat gesê het, if you, die koste van jou krag, wat jy, die koste wat het, sjoe, hier val ek nou heeltemal oor my woorde. Ek gaan net dat Hein vir julle verduidelik hoe dit werk of hoe dit gewerk het destyds.
Hendrik van der Byl se mandaat met Eskom was hy moes krag lewer teen koste. Met ander woorde, hy kon die bedryfskostes kon hy verhaal vir die personeel wat hy gehad het, die terugbetaling van lenings en so aan. En as hy 'n wins gemaak het, moes hy dit die volgende jaar vir die elektrisiteitsverbruiker teruggee. Die volgende jaar se pryse het hulle verminder.
I mean, I just don't think it's feasible considering how much money Eskom owes.
Yes.
The debt level is so big, that must also get serviced.
Laat hulle daai net uitsorteer en die ligte net aanhou.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's nice that we're rolling at the moment.
Yeah.
And not in terms of blackouts. Daar is krag oral, long may it continue for whatever the reason is.
Rolling, Robbie is droog.